Next presentation is comparison of acetochlor, metilchlor, and pyroxysulfone applied post to cotton, L.M. Colley, University of Arkansas.
Good morning. Though acetochlor and metilchlor, or warrant and dual, is what we use, are both labeled in cotton, we have had crop injury at the early post-emergent stages when we've used this with Liberty. Due to herbicide resistance, there is a need for residual herbicides throughout the season. In Arkansas, our extension recommendations for a Liberty-linked glytol system. First, we want a pre-planting or pre-emerge herbicide application. When you're doing this with a Roundup Ready system, we ask that you do both. Next, after that, we want a 2-4 leaf application of Roundup or Liberty with a residual herbicide. We want the same thing again at the 6-8 leaf growth stage. And last, we would like a lay-by application for late-season weed control. We did this study to evaluate residual weed control of crop and crop injury from applications of acetochlor, metilchlor, and pyroxysulfone when we tank mixed it with Liberty. Acetochlor and metilchlor, warrant and dual, are both labeled for use in cotton. I just heard recently that pyroxysulfone or some formulations of pyroxysulfone have been labeled in cotton. Zidua, I don't think, is one of those yet. All of these products are class 15 long chain fatty acids inhibitors. We overseeded barnyard grass, Palmer amaranth, morning glory, and broadleaf signal grass at planting. Each application we tank mixed glufosinate or Liberty at 29 ounces an acre, and we applied that at 10 gallons per acre. We applied all of these products at the over the top at the 1-2 and the 4-6 leaf growth stage. Each of the residual herbicides were looked at 4 different rates within the 1-2 and the 4-6 leaf growth stage. These are the products and the rates that we use them at. We looked at warrant or acetochlor at 1.5 pints, 2.5 pints, 3 pints, and 6 pints per acre. This highlighted rate is the rate that is recommended for warrant. With dual, we looked at 8 ounces, 12 ounces, a pint, 2 pints, and 2 pints per acre. With zidua or pyroxysulfone, we looked at 2 ounces, 1.5 ounces, and 4 ounces per acre. At 7, 14, 21, and 28 days after application, we looked at, 7, 14, 21, and 28 days we looked at herbicide efficacy and crop injury, and once again before harvest. We did take seed cotton yield at the end of the season. I'm going to go ahead and set you up on these slides. On the y-axis over here, we have percent cotton injury. Down at the bottom, we have the days after treatment, and color-coded on the far side are the rates that we use this at in active ingredient per acre. This is warrant or acetochlor applied at the 1-2 leaf growth stage. As you can see, 14 days after treatment, the only two rates that we were seeing significant damage with are the two higher rates. With the 1.125 pounds of active ingredient coming in about 15%, and that 2.25 pounds of active ingredient per acre coming in just a little bit higher than that. By 21 days after treatment, everything was less than 5% damage. By 28 days, we were no longer seeing any more damage. This is the same thing, warrant or acetochlor, applied at the 4-6 leaf growth stage. The only rate we were seeing significant damage with here was the 2.25 pounds of active ingredient per acre, and it was coming in about 26% damage. 14 days after treatment, it was still significant at about 14% damage. But by 21 days, we were no longer seeing any more damage. I think I just skipped a slide. Okay, is that right? Okay, this is dual or metilchlor applied at the 1-2 leaf growth stage. 14 days after treatment, at a pound 1.9 pounds of active ingredient per acre was the only thing we were seeing significant damage with here. And we were seeing about 25% damage. Everything else of the three lower rates we were no longer seeing significant damage with. 21 days after application, we were no longer seeing any more significant damage at any of these rates. All of them were less than 5%. By 28 days, we were no longer seeing any more damage. This is dual applied at the 4 to 6 leaf growth stage. 7 days after treatment, we're seeing about 13% damage with the high rate of 1.9 pounds of active ingredient per acre. But by 14 days, we were no longer seeing any more damage. This is Zidua. We definitely saw most of our damage come from Zidua or peroxisulfone. 14 days after treatment, these three rates were all showing significant damage, with our highs coming in about 33% damage. But by 21 days, all of this damage was no longer present. It was all less than 5% or less. 28 days, it was even less than that. Now, at the 4 to 6 leaf growth stage, we were definitely seeing the most damage that we saw with any of these rates. All four of these rates here, we were seeing significant damage with our lowest rate coming in at about 18% damage, and our highest rate coming in at over 50%. 14 days after the treatment, the high rate was still about 43%, 44%. By 21 days, it was still over 30%, about 34%. This was the only, at that 21-day treatment with the high rate of 0.213 pounds of active ingredient per acre, was the only thing we were still seeing damage with at 21 days after, or significant damage with 21 days after the treatment. This is that high rate at the 4 to 6 leaf growth stage of Zidua. As you can see, we had some pretty significant stunning that we were seeing with this product and rate. We also looked at weed control with this trial. These are our untreated decks. As you can see, they're pretty hairy. They grew up pretty well. We had a lot of weed pressure. This is warrant at its recommended rate of 3 pints per acre. And this is a picture of the 1 to 2 leaf growth stage and the 4 to 6 leaf growth stage. As you can see, we got really good control with this. And the same thing for dual at its recommended rate of at a pint per acre. At the 1 to 2 and the 4 to 6 leaf growth stage, we had good control with it. Same thing with Zidua, 2 ounces an acre, we had good control. We weren't having any problems with weed control in this trial. I'm going to go ahead and set you up on this slide too. Over here on the y-axis, we have pounds of seed cotton per acre. And down at the bottom, we have the timing that we applied it at. And over here on the far side is our rates. As you can see, we had to have 746 pounds of difference for it to be a significant difference. This is for acetochlor. As you can see, we did not have 746 pounds of difference, so we weren't seeing very much difference with this product at these rates. Kind of the same thing for metolachlor. We did not have 746 pounds of difference, so our yields were fairly well with this. Now this is peroxisulfone. We didn't have that high, 700 pounds of difference. But if you remember, that high rate at the 4 to 6 leaf growth stage was the only thing that dropped below 3,900 pounds per acre. In summary, 14 days, or for acetochlor, 14 days after the 1 to 2 leaf application, we were seeing 18% damage. 7 days after the 4 to 6 leaf application, we were still seeing 26% damage. But by 21 days, we were no longer seeing any more damage with that product. 14 days after the 1 to 2 leaf application, with 1.9 pounds of active ingredient per acre, we were seeing 25% damage. But by 21 days, we were no longer seeing any visual damage. With that same rate of 1.9 pounds of active ingredient per acre, 7 days after the 4 to 6 leaf application, we were still seeing 13% damage. But by 14 days, all of our plants had recovered and we were no longer seeing any more damage. With peroxisulfone or Zidua, we saw significant damage at both the 1 to 2 and the 4 to 6 leaf growth stages with this product. At the 4 to 6 leaf treatment, we saw 44% damage, 14 days after the application, and that high rate of 0.213 pounds of active ingredient per acre was the only thing that we were still seeing significant damage with 21 days after the application. In conclusion, all three of these herbicides, we had sufficient weed control at both timings. When applied as a tank mix with Liberty, all of our products can produce substantial damage, but we didn't see significant yield loss with it. And based on our data, we think that Zidua or a pyroxasulfone is going to be better fit as a post-direct or a lay-by treatment. As I said earlier, I think Fierce is one of those products that just got labeled in cotton. Does anybody have any questions?
I think
he does. Thank you.